Since the time of the genocide in Rwanda in 1994, the country has tried to forge a way out of the darkness. But how can the people find reconciliation after neighbors turned on each other in such a way? Well, in her book, Left to Tell, and in the follow-up, Led by Faith, Immaculée Ilibigiza shares how only through prayer was her life and her soul saved. And since that time, Immaculée has made it her life's work to share the devotion to the Virgin Mary and her Seven Sorrows Rosary. And I'm very honored today to have Immaculée with me. Immaculée, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me too.
Well, Immaculée, you have shared the most intimate details of that time in the bathroom in your book, Left to Tell. Rather than recounting all of that, maybe would you share with us a little bit about how you were able to move from that place of fear and anger into acceptance and now peace?
Oh, thank you again for asking me. Yeah, that's really well, very well said how you asked the question. Well, I'm really at peace, if I can put it in a few words, because of the prayers I said. I still remember during that time I was in the bathroom. I mean, we were 8 women in 3x4 feet, as you said, for 3 months, from April until July, where they were hunting the people of my tribe very openly. The radio, the TV was saying, hunt them, find them. Don't forget older people. Don't forget children. They're all the same. It's a cleansing. We're supposed to cleanse. It was terrible. But during that time, my father had given me a rosary bead when we were separating. And I say that because even if before I prayed, I grew up in a Catholic family, it was a time when you are praying, you are not even sure if God can still hear you after what you are going through. So the rosary my father gave me, I used it to pray, and I would stop and talk to God, okay, how this is true, how this is real, how can I forgive them? And then I will continue, and I will reach another part when I say, okay, good, you are God, I'm not, then help me then to forgive. It was really through the rosary, I can tell you, that I came to have peace. I remember contemplating of the life of Jesus, like my own brother, like my own father. And knowing, even for those who don't believe him, he is God. Mm. They know he existed. So for those who don't believe him, but for us who believe him, we know he's God. So he went through that. He was the only example I have read. Because in our country, we're not even allowed to read about the Holocaust in schools. So he was the only one I can go to and say, somebody went through it. And on top of that, he did it willingly. He accepted this torture willingly out of love for me. So you mean I'm not the first person who got through that, even if I don't have the nobility he had to say, I'm going through it willingly. So, I mean, I still remember telling Jesus, tell me whatever you want. I will do it. Mm. And then see if your promises you made to me, that who those who knock the door will be open, those who ask, they will be given. Then I can also ask you, is it true? So it was prayer. It was especially more than anything, the prayer of the rosary. It was a Bible I asked the man who was hiding us to give me to read. It was God. I would not be here today if it wasn't for prayer.
Immaculée, your follow-up book was Led by Faith, and you recount the time of rebuilding your life after leaving that enclosure of that bathroom. Did you find, though, or feel like that you survived that those months in the bathroom only to be open to a world that was just overwhelming and something that felt unsurvivable after that?
Yeah, yes, exactly. I wrote to read it, our Led by Faith, because I wanted to tell people how to work through the next 10 years without your parents, without your grandparents, without your brothers, without your neighbors, your tribal people who were there for you, with cousins. It was another huge, temptation or journey that was really hard, because then I didn't have these people. So it was faith. That's exactly why I call it Led by Faith. It was only faith that could make you make the next move. Because there was temptations. There were, what can you do? What decision do I take now? This looks good, but now you are dealing with people who don't necessarily love you to give you what you think is good. Mm. People who want to tempt you to do what they want, but without really. So it was like a very subtle working through life, but with faith. Even like, you know, my mom was like, you don't go out after this time. And as a child, he was like, well, you know, I like it. I want to do this. But after I was like, okay, now what will God say now that I don't have my mom to tell me? What will my Jesus say? What will Mary say in this situation? Or just like meeting people who want to give you gifts, you know, men, and you're a young woman. I'm like, what is that for? So it was very much like wisdom, but that came from God. Mm-hmm. Where this is leading me if I accept this gift? Would that be okay in the eyes of God? So it was a journey.
Oh, and I think that the journey, well, it always continues for all of us, well, so long as we are on this side of heaven. Immaculée yes. Ilibigisa is joining me today to share her story, but to also give us insight into a beautiful prayer that we have received. Immaculée, this genocide did not come without warning. In fact, you believe that the apparition of Our Lady of Cabello was a foretelling. Kind of tell our listeners about this particular apparition of Our Lady.
Yes. So if anyone, of course, who are listening, I'm sure maybe they have heard about Lourdes in France, where Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette, Fatima, where Our Lady appeared, Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Our Lady appeared in Rwanda 12 years before the genocide in a place called Kibeho. I wrote a book about this, actually, Our Lady of Kibeho. And one of the things she said was that a terrible thing was going to happen to us if we did not come back to God, if we did not come back to love one another. She cried. I still remember the children were like, Mother, why are you crying? You know, don't let us see your tears. And they were, she would tell them there is much hatred in the hearts of many people and who are powerful enough to influence the country. And then the children were telling Our Lady, no, no, it's not that bad as you think, you know. And of course, Our Lady knows better. Mm. So she showed them a river of blood, people killing each other's machetes, you know, mountains crashing in each other, anger that was just like destructive. And then she said, it's coming if you don't change. But if you do change, what is coming, I'm showing you, will not happen. So obviously we didn't change. I mean, I spoke to the visionary of Kibeho. She's now a nun, one of them who saw that. She told me when the genocide started, she knew right away what it was, what was coming. And that was when the investigators of the church came to her and said, do you think this is what she was saying? And of course, yeah, it was. She was mad. She's like, you didn't listen to me when we could have done something about this. Now you are trying to understand, but it was too late.
Well, as in the apparition at Fatima, Our Lady told those three young children to pray the rosary. Our Lady of Cabello asked us to pray. And Mary's heart was pierced and crying in the Seven Sorrows Rosary. Immaculée, you have a beautiful CD where you pray this prayer. And I want you to share with our listeners kind of how Our Lady of Cabello has asked us to pray this beautiful Seven Sorrows Rosary.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. So one of the gifts, in, I call it really a gift, because she said through the Seven Sorrows Rosary, many prayers will be heard like never before, and hearts will be healed and converted through the prayer of the Seven Sorrows Rosary. So not only she promised to heal us, especially when I think about it, In Rwanda, where a genocide was going to happen, where people would be so brokenhearted, but Our Lady, way before, she came to remind the world the Seven Sorrows Rosary. And she told the visionary who was giving this prayer, Marie Claire, she said, it is a gift to the whole world. And she wanted the whole world to learn it. She even said, it had been forgotten, but it always existed. So the way Our Lady appeared to Marie Claire and told her how to say it, she said she gave her the seven sorrows. The first is the prophecy of Simeon, and the second the flight into Egypt, and always meditating on her tears, on her suffering. And the third, when Jesus was lost for 3 days, the suffering of a mother, you know, when you lose a child, that is terrible. And when Our Lady met Jesus on the way to the cross, covered by wounds, when she was under the cross, I mean, listening to every word he was saying and taking his last breath just to think about what that a mother goes through. And the sixth, when Our Lady received the body of Jesus, you know, they put him in her hands. And the seventh, when they placed him in the tomb. So first she gave him the seven sorrows and told her, when you meditate on them, put yourself in the shoes of Our Lady. what if it was you? What would you feel? And so the open your heart too. You can't really put yourself in the shoes of somebody unless you also think about your own pain, maybe something that have happened in your life. So it is a genius way to actually really help people open their hearts. But people are lonely. People are scared. People are ashamed. They don't talk much about their suffering enough. People don't have time to listen to each other. So Our Lady gave this beautiful rosary and she said, I want you to say it every day to all the human beings. If not, at least Tuesdays and Fridays. So the way she you know, how to say this seven sorrows, she says, start with a beginning prayer, which she gave, and then add seven act of contrition, and then next three Hail Marys, and then next a prayer before the sorrow, and then the sorrow, always meditating on it. She said, this is not a rosary where you need to go quick. Always take a moment to put yourself there, to feel what she felt, to wonder what she could have felt. Also share with Our Lady what you're going through. And then Our Father, and then seven Hail Marys, and then again a prayer before the second sorrow, and the sorrow, and Our Father, Our Lord's Prayer, and then seven Hail Marys, until the last one, after you finish the last seven sorrows, you do a closing prayer. And then three times, Mary, who was conceived without sin and who suffered for us, pray for us three times. So she gave us, I mean, she said the rosary with her. And the whole 50,000 people who will come there, they will say it with Our Lady. And she will be the one starting it. I mean, it's now that I look back and I say, how blessed we were that we can have Our Lady to say. And the visionary who was given, I mean, it is written in so many books in Rwanda, who was given that seven sorrows, she died during the genocide. They killed her.
Immaculée Ilibigisa is joining us today. She is sharing about her inspiration and devotion to the Seven Sorrows Rosary and how it helped her heal after the Rwandan genocide. Well, all of these years later now, and again, I said the genocide, 1994. Do you find that every day your healing continues, or have you found a complete healing through surrendering it all to our Lord?
You know, I think my healing continues. Not, you know, a suffering like that. I mean, like every other suffering, it has many angles. After the genocide, I felt like I'm healed. I was able to let go of the anger I had. I really loved Jesus more than ever. It was just like my heart is happy and full of joy. Then, until slowly, sometimes I will pray, you know, I will pray the seven sorrows. For example, when I think about Jesus dying and Our Lady received the body in her hands, I start to remember when I had to go to find the bodies of my mom, my brother, because other bodies had been burned. So my mom and brother, I had to find them where they were buried as bones and had to remove them with, of course, some friends and neighbors, and helped me to go to bury them properly in my home. So like all that, I didn't realize how much pain it have left. Just like the pain through somebody. And then to see the things like we normally don't see, the bond of your loved one. So through that, I started to cry, not at all out of anger, but out of healing. So I've been healing, like anytime I say a certain sorrow, it takes me to another place, another corner that has not been healed yet. You know? Yeah. The betrayer, when you're running from when the second sorrow Our Lady is running, Herod wanted to kill them. And all of a sudden, I remember the night we separated, the last day. And I didn't realize how much pain I've left in my heart. But I have seen, the more I pray these seven sorrows, the more I have nothing to tell Our Lady about that situation. It is now, you know, if I go through, I mean, I go through life like everybody. So when somebody says something not kind to me, when I feel fear just about this coronavirus, and I go through the sorrows of Our Lady, you know, losing people, you know, I speak to her about them too. Mm. You know, I speak the fear they felt when to Egypt, the fear she felt when she lost Jesus. I'm like, you felt that fear? How can I put myself in your shoes? And then all of a sudden I bring out the fear to travel, you know, that time when it started especially. And then I ask her, please protect me, heal me, but protect me. This is not just about healing, but it's also about asking. So the Seven Sorrows is my friend. I cry, you know, I tell Our Lady about what's going on, you know. So I have found healing throughout the time, the years, in different corners of my heart. Oh. I didn't even know that were there.
Oh, I love that. Our Lady is always there to walk with us on our journey, always pointing us to her Son. Immaculee, as you said, the Seven Sorrows Rosary is a gift from Our Lady. Immaculee, your witness is a gift to the world, and I want to thank you so very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And God bless you. Again, that is Immaculee Ilibigisa. Her webpage is www.immaculee.com. It's a wonderful resource for all of our listeners. You can find all of her books and more resources from Immaculee. I encourage all of you to go look at that. And I will be sure to add that link to the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com.